Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Happy New Year to you, and welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley, taking 15 minutes of your Monday morning, which I first want to say thank you for allowing me to speak into your life and to share with you each Monday morning for 15 minutes. I will share that it was a long 3 weeks journey in December because we were away from the radio programming, but I also thank God that he allowed me 3 weeks of downtime to reevaluate where I am currently. And as our pastor, Dr. Kevin Dudley, so eloquently said on yesterday during his sermon, to recalibrate. And I'm so excited that God has put me on this journey to go through the series of movement of intercession called Ready to Pray. Many of you on the call may already have the book and the workbook, Ready to Pray, A Spiritual Journey of Prayer and Worship. If you do not have the book and or the workbook, you can go to Amazon.com and in the search bar type in Gail, that is G-A-I-L, the middle initial E. That's important to have that in that bar, the middle initial E as in Elizabeth. Yes, that is my middle name. And my last name, Dudley, which is D-U-D-L-E-Y. You can see the books there on audio, Kindle version, the paperback book. The workbook only comes in hard copy. It is not on audio or Kindle, but it is hard copy. So if you do not have all the materials and if this is something you are interested in, please go ahead and purchase those items. They will be mailed directly to you from the Amazon distribution center. So let's get into our series, Ready to Pray. We're going to go through each chapter piece by piece, and today I just really want to deal with the introduction. And the introduction, how I want to just start off is just to be honest with you and to be very transparent and say to you that there was a moment in my life where I didn't want to pray. I didn't feel like it. I didn't want to. I just did not want to pray. And the reason I didn't want to pray because I was in this place of being stuck. So we all have these moments where we are stuck, where we are feeling as if all things are caving in on us, and we don't want to pray. And that sounds easy to say, I'm not interested in praying, so I'm not going to pray. But I would challenge you that we need to press in and to know that the Holy Spirit has ordained us in this season for a season of intercession. Just take a look over the last 6 months, all the chaos in the world, and to bring it closer to home, all the chaos right here in the United States of America. Saints, we need to pray. Women and men of God, we need to pray. I know some of you may be thinking, why another teaching or another book on prayer? And what is this going to say differently? Or why not just turn to the Bible and hear from the Bible? And all of those things are great, and I would encourage you to turn to the Bible in everything that I share, and I also give scripture references throughout Ready to Pray, both the book and the workbook. But I want to answer that question because I even wrestled with this question myself when I was writing the book. I was saying, God, why do I need, you know, to write a book on prayer? What's the importance here? And the Lord spoke to me is because of my journey of prayer and worship. To be transparent and to share with you, there are times we just do not feel like praying, but it's in those times we have to press through. Many of you know about 5 to 7 years ago, I prayed for the first time in my life and actually meant it, thy will be done. It is so easy for us to quote that scripture, thy will be done, but we're not doing anything with it. We put that out there, but we still want to put our hands on it. But when we start allowing God to move the way he chooses to move, we will see things unfold differently for us, and it will be better for us. So as I'm going through this introduction this morning, I want to first start by saying that we need to keep a prayer journal. I know some of you do not like to journal. You can use the workbook if you have the workbook or the back of the book where you can write down different notes on your journey. But we have to keep a journal. And the reason I promote journaling is because you'll be able to go back through the pages and see just how God answered certain prayers. I have several journals. And I'll be honest with you, I told my daughter not too long ago, I said, as I'm getting older, I said, and today people can die overnight within the next few moments or whatever. I said, I need you to get to my office, and I need you to go and have a bonfire and burn all of my journals. And she laughed and said, but Mama, you have some information in there that people could glean from. And I said, possibly, but there's a lot that I don't want anybody to know, so I just need you to burn the journal. So we laughed about that, but then I thought about what she said, and I said, it would be interesting for people to see, although I'm up front, I'm speaking, I'm teaching, I'm sharing, but to know that I have real life situations where there are times where I threw in the towel, there are times where I said, God, I don't know what it is that you're doing, this is not making any sense, so I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and just leave you right here and continue this journey by myself, but trust me, about 30 to 40 minutes later, I'm back to God. Okay, God, let's try this again. And God, what did I miss or what am I not hearing? So there is a journey in my journals, which I do believe people can glean from. And we're going to be doing this through the next several weeks, doing a series of Ready to Pray. So journal. It's important for you to journal. Then the other thing I want to suggest to you is to start going through your Bible and looking at all the prayer scriptures that are there. When you see those prayer scriptures, I want you to use a different color highlighter, something that you have not used in your Bible before. Make this highlighter the highlighter of circling prayers only. And I want you to circle the prayers in your Bible. And hear me. It is not blasphemy for you to circle in your Bible to write in your Bible. My Bible is all marked up. Whoever started that lie, it is a lie. God wants you to utilize the resources and the tools that he has given to you. So we need to highlight or underline or whatever it is. But I'm asking you to circle the prayers throughout the Bible. Start, you know, you don't have to start from Genesis to Revelation to go that way. Just start, if you see a prayer, circle it. For example, in Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 14, is a prayer. And I would say to you, circle that as the first point of beginning for this Ready to Pray series. And I want to read that for you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, I'm going to go to the 21st verse. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Again, number one, the step one you want to start as we're starting this journey is to keep a journal. Every day, at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. Also, in your journal, I want you to begin your journal by writing a covenant to God. And in this covenant, I want you to be very specific. I want you to detail. It can be in bullet points of things that you are coveting with God. I want you to write this down. You don't have to do it immediately. It may take you a few days before you write it down, but I want you to write down a covenant to God. And I'll give more on the covenant. If you want more information on the covenant, email me at ged@mimtoday.org. Again, that's ged@mimtoday.org. And I will send you an example of covenants that I have written. I'll be transparent and send those to you. But you want to write down a covenant. Number two, you want to circle prayers in your Bible. Use a highlighter, circle prayers in the Bible. For example, Ephesians 3, verse 14 through 21. Circle that. The other thing I want to suggest that you do on this journey as we're getting started with this movement of intercession is I want you to pray the prayer of protection out of Psalm 91. Because let me just be honest with all of you. This all sounds great, but the moment you start praying, hear me when I say the devil's going to be ticked off. I almost said another word, but we're on a radio show, so I'll be nice. The devil's going to be ticked off, and he's going to come with you with everything that you have, with everything. A friend of mine, Reverend Deborah Diane out of Oregon, she sent me some weapons, and I'm sure she will not mind me sending them to you, and I'll get her permission, but I'm sure she will not mind. I also believe she's on the call as it is. I'm going to send these weapons to you. Cover yourself and your household in prayer. When you're reading that prayer, the first four verses of Psalm 91 deals with you. The rest of the verses deals with how God is going to handle anything that comes against you. So we want to journal. We want to circle prayers throughout the Bible. We want to pray the prayer of protection. Now hear me, it's not a one-time prayer. You may find yourself praying over and over and over again the same thing. We also want to ask the Holy Spirit to come and to give us authority and an anointing to be able to pray in the name of Jesus. So that when we're praying, and we're going to also ask that the Lord our God will allow his ministering angels to come down and to protect us. I'm not trying to scare you, but women and men of God, when we start praying collectively, as we're going to start praying even right now, the devil's going to be upset and he's coming with everything that he has. That's why number four, I want to suggest to you that we pray community. I need all of you praying for me as I am bringing this series to you. But we also need to know everyone who's going to be joining us. So send me your names. Again, send me the names to the email ged@mimtoday.org so we can start praying for one another, because that's what's going to be important. We have to keep each other praying and covered. Now, let me plead with you. When you start praying and things start going a little wacky and you feel the attacks coming, don't stop praying. Do not stop praying. We also encourage you to find us on the blog and blog on some of your thoughts. And the blog is www.readythenumber2pray. So readythenumber2pray.blogspot. That's blogspot.com. So we can all be together on this. I love you. That's all the time we have for this morning. Let's get moving with this prayer of intercession. Be blessed and have a great week in the Lord.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at ged@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.